enclave of yellow sand, and finally Aldeus proper, barely visible in the distance. To the right, turning crescent-like, was another beach that terminated in a dazzling white lighthouse at Cap Matifou. This was all described in the regimental diary thus. Arrived, ex-camp, Cap Matifou. Whatever happened to poetry? Algeria. The ground was like rocks. The nights were rent with gunners groaning, swearing, twisting, turning and revolving in their tents. Temperatures fluctuated. You went to sleep on a warm evening, and by dawn it dropped to freezing. We had to break our tents with hammers to get out. Dawn whittles caused frost-bitten appendages. The scream, "Help! I'm dying of indecent exposure!" We solved the problem. I stuffed my gas cape with paper and made a mattress. Gunner Forrest strapped old Daily Mirrors around his body. "I've always wanted to be in the news," he said, and fainted. Others dug holes to accommodate their hips and shoulders. At night, we wore every bit of clothing we had. Then we rolled ourselves into four blankets. "We look 9 months gone," said Edgerton. "Any advance on nine?" I cried. We slept warmly, but had overlooked the need to communicate with nature. It took a frantic searching through layers of clothing to locate one's willy. Some never did and had to sleep with a damp leg. Gunner Maunders solved the problem. He slid a 4-foot length of bicycle inner tube over his willy, secured it round his waist with string. He just had to stand and let go. Jealous, Gunner White sabotaged it. As Maunders slept, Fiend White tied knots in the bottom of the tube. Confined to camp. It is night. Gunner Simpson is darning something which is 4/5 whole and 1/5 sock. "I wonder when they let us into Algiers."
"Will you get in, Randy, then?" said Gunner White, "because we've all had our last shake for a long time."
"Are there French birds in Algiers?"
"Yeah, they're red hot. Cert crumpet."
"You shake one, then?"
"No, but my dad told me about them in the First World War."
They're not the same ones, are they?"
One by one, the soldiers would fall asleep. I lay awake, thinking, dreaming young man's dreams. Jazz music would go through my head. I could see myself as Bunny Berrigan, playing chorus after brilliant chorus in front of a big band surrounded by admiring dancers. Suddenly, without warning, Strainer Jones lets off with a thunderous Boston blast. He had us all out of the tent in 10 seconds flat.
Oh!
One freezing dawn, we were awakened by a Lockheed Lightning repeatedly roaring over the camp.
"Go and ask that bastard if he's going by road," said Edgerton. I got outside just as the plane made another dive. I shouted, "I hope you crash, you noisy bastard!"
The plane raced seawards, hit the water and exploded. I was stunned. The gunners emptied from their tents to watch the flames burning on the sea. "Poor sod," said a gunner, and he was right. Reveille was sounding. "Listen," said Edgerton, cupping an ear. "They're playing our tune." My Day by Gunner Milligan. Dear Diary, oh, what a morning it's been. 06:30, Reveille. We were annoyed. 07:30, breakfast. Oh, yum, yum. 09:00, first parade. Good morning, darling. 09:15, daily task.
Who, me?
13:00, lunch. More boiled shit. Oh, yum, yum. 14:15, second parade. Haven't we met before? 14:30, tasks. I've got a backache, Serge. 16:45, fallout. Crash! 18:00, guard mounting. Quick! Under the bed! A word about the food. Crap. Hard biscuits, soil ink, bully beef, jam, tea, every day, for all meals. The first week we spent route marching. The army works like this. If a man dies when you hang him, keep hanging him until he gets used to it. Marches were made more tolerable by Major Chaterjack insisting that we sing. A message would pass down the column. Gunners Milligan, Edgerton, White and Devine forward. We gained the head of the column, and to the tune of Viva la Company we'd sing. The might of a nation was welded by one, all. Viva la Joe Stalin, solo. He hasn't half kicked up the shit from the Hun altogether. Viva la Joe Stalin. Viva la, viva la, viva la Joe. Viva la, viva la, viva la Joe. Viva la, viva la.